All right, let's get into it. We'll check on the ticket text, and we're going right to the callers. And again, your concern level. Tigers have now lost 9 out of 10, swept by the Pirates. I gave you your next 10 games and juxtaposed it with Cleveland's next 10. Cleveland could be within 8 tonight, and their 10 looks a lot different than yours. My concern will stay at a 4, 4.5. The next 10 games could bring it all the way to a full-blown concern level of what, 7, 8? Now, if you don't get this right, and you're talking about basically tanking 20 games, and your lead evaporates down to 4, yeah, no, that's panic. I'm not panicked. I'm concerned, though. Enrico nailed it. It's not that you're losing. I mean, even though that's part of it, it's how.
Yeah.
Last night was a joke. Total joke. I mean, even today, Brady Falter on the mound, nice lineup. David, ticket text. What do you got for me?
Time for this team to wake up and get some reinforcements. And I don't want to hear the stupid quote-unquote, oh, the Dodgers are slumping too, fans. Because the Dodgers at least have multiple star players, not try-hard voodoo wannabes.
You know what, David? And this is going to be a very unpopular opinion, but as I'm watching the game last night and today, I'm really starting to think that you're probably not going to get any movement when it comes to trade and
deadline. Why would you do this to the people?
I said it's probably going to be an unpopular. It's me. It's my opinion. Looks like, seems like, feels like my opinion, Mike.
I wish I had that drop.
What?
David knows.
Oh, my.
I'll let it go.
Oh, okay. You know what?
How about this? No, your opinion can be right and deflating all at the same time. It's not an attack on your opinion. I'm
because
saying
I just think that it because even though they're going through the streak, they're still ahead of schedule, which means their way is working. Now, it's not working as quickly as the fans want, as you and I want, but it is working. And it's like, okay, I think they're just going to hold. Let's wait for the kids. So go ahead and play the drop, David.
Nope.
Get it out your system.
Nope.
No, I'm not going to do it. I don't think it deserves it.
Okay, maybe David sides with you. Let's go to the people. Or actually, ticket text, then the people.
This is to you guys. It says, Mike Rico, screw 9 out of 10. They've lost 12 out of 13. I think he's predicting this weekend's going to go badly.
I'm not going to do that. Whew. Baseball's a weird sport. The same way you never thought you'd get swept by the Pirates is the same way you don't think you're going to what? Take 3 out of 4 from the Jays? I'm not going to future cast it. I'm telling you here what the games are, what it looks like. And I'm telling you what happens if you don't play a little bit better here. My God, I'm asking for 5 and 5 in the next 10 days. I don't think that that's a big ask, Lomas.
No, I mean, it's kind of the 84 Tigers thing. You jump out to the big lead and you play 500 ball afterwards.
David.
This is from Richard. He says, panic is at 4. They only need 30 more wins with 59 to reach 90, and you don't have to wait until Thursday to make trades, Scott. Oh. It's the hope that kills you. Why couldn't you just be honest and be bad from the start of the season? Now I had hope, and you do this to me.
You
that
can
is from
still
Dan.
Have hope. Even with a Guardians win tonight, you're 8 games up. You got to get a grip here. That's why I'm not panicked. But if you're not concerned about this 180 this team has pulled to lose 9 out of 10, then I don't think you're living in reality. Like, it's okay to say, hey, be careful now. What'd we talk about? Losing streaks are fine. You got to put a stop to them, and you turn it right around. Now, when they get extended, yeah, it wasn't too long ago. Cleveland was about 14 games out. Mm-hmm. Where's that at now? You see where it's at. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Tom, 97.1. Tommy, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Tom.
So my take on it is, and I'm not saying this is the case, but you think that we're seeing a case of two teams where the first team, the first part of the season, we way overachieved. Now that the water's finally starting to level out, we're starting to see what the Tigers truly are, and they're not playing that overly excessive, successful baseball that may have been a fluke to begin with.
I do,
Tom. Yeah, I'm right there with you. Each game, I'm starting to think that maybe they just really overachieved and they got caught up in the euphoria and it was contagious and they started winning and. Winning and losing, both contagious. And now they're losing. I'm hoping they can snap out of this losing. But I'm with you, Tom.
Okay, that's all Tom wanted. We go to Ethan, 97.1. Ethan, how you been, bud? Ethan? All right. I'll put Ethan on hold. I don't know what the hell happened. Kenny, you're doing a bang-up job. We'll go to Ivory, 97.1. What's up, Ivory?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing? Hey.
Good. Ivory, what's on your mind, bud?
Yeah, mine's at like a 7.5 or so. The reason why it's so high is because you guys in the previous caller just kind of touched on it. I'm a big Tigers fan. I watch all the games, every game pretty much as I can. I'm not an expert, just a fan. And early in the season, I just felt like when I really looked at the lineup, the pitching, I think they really – I'm not saying they're not a bad team. They're a good team, got a good coach and everything. But I just think they really – what we were watching, they really overachieved. Like, I thought when it gets hot in the kitchen that they would kind of falter a little bit, because when I looked at the lineup, the lineup is not really that deep. They were just a bunch of players that played well together. And, you know, the talent level, like, you know, you had Green, you got Torres playing, okay. McKinstry, they don't really have a deep, talented roster, like, as far as lineup. And then the pitching, the only one you can really rely on is Scooble. So that's that. Like, I just thought they overachieved. That's why it's so high, because I think now I'm really looking forward to these next games against Toronto and the Phillies. And also, one other thing, like, I think I'm really focused on Scott Harris in this trade deadline. You don't want to do anything stupid, but you have opportunity at hand here with probably one of the best farm systems in baseball and deepest farm systems in baseball to see, like, I'm going almost F them picks type. Those prospects aren't doing nothing for you, man. If your opportunity is here and now to improve your ball club, which he said he would do, do it. Those guys in the minors aren't doing nothing for the opportunity that you have at hand, if that makes sense. You know, if you have to get a guy, you do it. I'm not saying do anything stupid. I'm not saying trade McGonagall or Clark for a rental, but, you know, do what you need to do. But, yeah, I'm concerned, because from what I see, it's not only the way they're losing, but the guy, like, you got Riley Green, who's on pace for almost 240 strikeouts. It's, you know, I'm just concerned, because from what I see, they just – I don't know if they have what it takes lineup-wise to really get out of a deep funk. They have some cushion here, so that's why it's not a little higher, like 8.5. But I'm just concerned, because
you're not wrong. And listen, Riley Green's a hell of a good ball player, but when you have a strikeout profile like this, which I've talked about this for a month now, you know, you've got five or six guys where the K to walk ratio is so far out of whack. Well, here's what it can look like, because it's hard to dig out of slumps. And when you start scuffling bad and you're getting attacked by the pitchers and you're just easy breezy, you know, three strikeouts a night, it's harder to get out of it than guys that put the ball in play more. I mean, it is what it is. And Riley's really good. But when you put Riley and Javi and Dingler and Meadows and Veerling, I mean, you start stacking these players that are struggling in July, and you then go look at the K-to-walk ratio, what does it tell you? Now, again, it takes someone honest to bring up stuff like this, which you don't always get in this town.
But yeah, but at this point, a lot of easy outs.
And that's what it looks like, and that's the problem. Like, today's a day where, as bad as this series was, Brady falters on the mound, you got to drop a bomb on that guy. You got to win this game, get out of there with a W, and go, all right, listen, we stink right
basically
now.
You need to do what the Pirates did. Jump out early and just say, all right, you can play catch up if you want, but we're taking this game.
This is unbelievable. Do you know what Parker Meadows' OPS plus is?
No, because I don't want you calling me a deflator.
I'll be the deflator. 50.
Okay.
League averages. That means he's 50% worse than a league average player. This Parker Meadows thing
means he's 50% better.
No, then what? Zero?
No.
Then zero is he's better than Dick Clark. Dick Clark's dead.
We killing all people again?
Yeah, like you killed Dave Winfield yesterday. No, the Meadows.
I'm trying to be positive.
The Meadows thing is a thing. I mean, he's approaching what, 120 at bats? Yeah. I don't know what you can do because he's so valuable defensively, but, man, you start stacking this up and you go, oh, my. 248-539-9797. Your call's next, 97.1.